has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside, knocking, and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, how many of us understand life? When I was younger, it was the vision of climbing up a mountain and finding an old man up there sitting with his legs crossed and asking him, you know, what is the meaning of life? Do you know anybody who did that? Well, I know one. And I'm going to share his answer with you. On the first day, God created the dog. God said, sit all day by the door of your house and bark at anyone who comes in or walks past. I will give you a lifespan of 20 years. The dog said, that's too long to be barking. Give me 10 years, and I'll give you back the other 10. So God agreed. On the second day, God created the monkey. God said, entertain people, do monkey tricks, and make them laugh. I'll give you a 20-year lifespan. The monkey said, monkey tricks for 20 years? I don't think so. Dog gave you back 10, so that's what I'll do too, okay? And God agreed. On the third day, God created the cow. You must go to the field with the farmer all day long and suffer under the sun, have calves, and give milk to support the farmer. I will give you a lifespan of 60 years. The cow said, that's kind of a tough life. You want me to live for 60 years? Let me have 20, and I'll give you back the other 40. And God agreed again. On the fourth day, God created man. God said, eat, sleep, play, marry, and enjoy your life. I'll give you 20 years. And man said, what? Only 20 years? Tell you what. I'll take my 20 and the 40 the cow gave back and the 10 the monkey gave back and the 10 the dog gave back. That makes 8, okay? Okay, said God, you've got a deal. So that is why the first 20 years we eat, sleep, play, and enjoy ourselves. The next 40 years we slave in the sun to support our family. The next 10 years we do monkey tricks to entertain the grandchildren. And the last 10 years we sit on the front porch and bark at everyone. So life now has been explained to you. But as Christians, we know this isn't true. As Christians, we know that we were created to know, to love, and to serve Him so that in the next life, we will know and love Him. And that's what eternal life is. And how do we get there? Jesus tells us through the narrow gate and to strive for that narrow gate. In the first reading from Isaiah, Jesus calls everyone to the narrow gate. Of every nation and every tongue, from the north, the south, the east, and west, and says to strive for the narrow gate. For I tell you that many will try, but little will get through, because we're not strong enough. And how do we become strong enough? In the letter to the Hebrews, it tells us through discipline. Unfortunately, in our day, discipline's got a negative discipline as punishment. But discipline is a correction, a guidance in doing what is good, right, and just. And I'll tell you a little story about when I was younger. I used to be fascinated with fire and lighting matches and watching. And so I would take a pack of matches and light them, and then, you know, you could light the whole pack at one time. And I'm learning. I'm growing with this. And my parents taught me playing with matches, and, you know, appropriately told me that that's not a thing to play with. Of course, I didn't understand fire at the time, but so I didn't play with it in front of them. So I went and I hid and thought I was getting away with it, and the place I hid was under my bed. Well, you know, I didn't understand fire because you could smell a match if you lit it. I'm not thinking other people can smell that too. But anyways, I have a piece of paper and I'm lighting it under the bed, and the mattress underneath is turning black. And I got found out. No fire started, thank God. But I got a whipping. But it wasn't an angry one. And it wasn't out of punishment. It was to guide me in the right way to not abuse fire. And in that letter to the Hebrews, it tells us about discipline and about the pain of it. All discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. Well, I'm glad to say that I no longer have a fascination with fire. So, nothing I did burned down, but in the day, we used to be able to burn in the city. And so everybody had a burn barrel in their backyard. So you burned your trash, most of it, instead of putting it out to the curb. And one evening, my father asked my older brothers to empty that out before they went to bed. So they took that trash can and dumped it behind the garage. And the garage burned down. So, understanding fire a little more, that was sure a way to help me not to play with it anymore. But discipline is a way that we follow, and it is to help keep us in order. And the order that we were created in is to know God, to love God, and to serve Him in this world, so that we can love and know Him in the next. And when we do not follow the order, what do we get? Disorder and chaos. And from the beginning, we've come against the order. We ate from the tree, we ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And from then, we've been burdening ourselves in life, weighing ourselves down and putting obstacles in front of us to the narrow gate. And we're making choices for ourselves, in our culture, in our ideologies, in our religion. And these things that come against the order brings us disorder. And the way that we can straighten that out is to take our burdens to the Lord. Because His burden is light, and His yoke is easy. And He has shown us the way. In the gospel, He invites everybody to the narrow gate and encourages everybody to strive for it. And this is what we should do and make a mission in our life for. And our mission should be to take our burdens to the Lord. And if we take our burdens to the Lord, He can lighten our load. And our load is stopping us from the narrow gate, because we're not strong enough to carry it. To do things our own way is not what we were created for, but to do things the Lord's way. And then the answer to the rich man, the young rich man's question, on how do I attain eternal life? Follow His commands. And if we have done that, He asks us to go a little farther, to sell our possessions, give the money to the poor, take up our cross and follow Him. And this is the way. This is our mission. And if we follow that mission, our burdens will go away. The narrow gate will become obtainable to us. But the question is, are we strong enough?